Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today we're going to talk about the power of the pivot. Now, it's no secret that the business world looks dramatically different than it did, just 6 or 7 weeks ago. Consumer behavior is vastly different, and it's probably just going to continue to change. You know, what customers want and how they want it is not the same as it was in January, and, you know, we're only a few months later in May. Now, as business owners, we know that it's important to adapt to our market as it changes. We just typically don't have to, you know, to do it as fast as we have in 2020. You know, like this fast thinking, fast acting, and improvising are what will keep you afloat, and it's going to keep you moving forward in this new market. Now, there are going to be things that we can't control, things that we don't, you know, see coming, but we do have to just keep focusing on controlling the controllables and adapting as much as possible. People are still shopping, and we just have to pivot to find where the interest is and where the money has shifted. But you are a creative person, which means you are capable of coming up with creative solutions. So today, I want to talk about what that looks like specifically in the handmade world. So what do these changes and the shifts mean for us with our handmade businesses? So first, let's talk about gift giving. You know, in the past, customers, they could go to a brick and mortar store or several brick and mortar stores to find that perfect gift that they were looking for whatever occasion, whether it was a birthday or an engagement or an anniversary or whatever. Then they could go to another store to get the gift wrap and a card. And, you know, shockingly enough, they were even able to just hand deliver the gift to that recipient. But now in this new climate, in this kind of crazy time, their shopping experience is limited. So even if previously they bought the gift online, they may have wrapped the gift themselves. So things are drastically different now. Customers need to be able to buy the gift, have it wrapped, and delivered all of that. That all needs to be done for them, and it all needs to be done without them ever seeing the item in person. So if you can provide that service, you're taking a ton of stress off of the shopper and still helping them create a special moment. So what does this look like? This can mean offering gift wrapping, gift messaging, creating more giftable items. Maybe you can't do all three of those things, but you could offer gift messaging and they can just have a message printed out on their invoice. Just something to make the process more special for them. And once you've added these options to your shop, you want to be sure to promote these features so customers are more inclined to purchase. High quality pictures so that the customer can feel sure that they are giving a great gift are going to be essential here too. Now, what else are customers doing? People are spending more time at home. So there's several ways that this could go. This has led to an increase in cleaning and organization. So if you can help in those areas, it's definitely time to expand your product lines or advertise that you're doing that or that you're selling those products so that customers know that you have that available. Spending more time at home means that customers are likely going to want to make those spaces more cozy. So think about candles, warm, cozy blankets, fuzzy socks. I've seen post after post about how people are spending tons of money at Bath & Body Works. So any type of just luxury bath, relaxation, that kind of product, if you sell that, and can help people just kind of appeal to that safe and happy feeling, that important emotion that people are wanting and craving right now. If you can do that, that it's your time to shine. So really, really go for that right now. Now, something else that customers are trying to figure out is how to entertain their kids now that they're home 24/7. And honestly, those of you that are home with little ones right now are saints. I cannot even imagine. My kids are grown and out of the house, so I don't even know how I would manage all of this quarantine business if I was trying to do it with a house full of little ones or teenagers. But in thinking about the fact that people are home with their kids, what can you do to help them get organized or entertain their kids or relax after they finally get their kids to bed? Are you able to make daily planners for a busy mom or craft kits for the kids or maybe a bath bomb relaxation kit for moms? So take time to think about the needs of your customers right now and how you can meet them. I saw a really great story about a lady who used to sell party decor, and now she's taken those same supplies but turned it into selling craft kits for kids so they can be used as kind of like an art class substitute for homeschooling. And she's actually making more money now than she was before the virus outbreak. So that is a great example of how you meet your customers where they are and you pivot your business. So just kind of be thinking about things like that. Now, if you're finding yourself struggling for sales right now or you're looking for ways to increase revenue, I really encourage you to brainstorm what people are looking for right now and how you can help them meet their needs. So a good way to think about this is, do you remember that book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie? So if you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want a glass of milk. If you give him a glass of milk, and so on and so on. That's how the story goes. So if you give him one thing, then that's going to lead to something else. And then that thing is going to lead to another thing. So we want to reframe this book. If you put a customer on home quarantine, that's how we're going to think about it. So if you put a customer on home quarantine, let's say they're going to want a nice chair to sit in for work. And if you give them a nice chair to sit in, they're going to want a pillow for back support. And you see where I'm going? Then they may want something nice to put on their desk. So we're just going to kind of do this domino effect. I want you to picture the space that they're going to be sitting in, who's going to be around them, the things that they're going to be using, and everything that they could possibly need or want to make their lives easier in whatever niche you sell in. That's what's going to help you kind of figure out what product line you need to create or how you need to transition your advertising to meet your customers where they're at in this stage in our lives. Now, as a quick offside, I keep seeing that kind of argument, yeah, but the unemployment rate is really high and no one has money right now. This is true. There, unfortunately, are a lot of people who are on unemployment right now. And I think the last report I saw was like 15%. It may even be higher. And that is no doubt a heart-wrenching number. We as business owners can't have a defeatist attitude because of that number. You know, myself as a business owner, I hate to hear that. And my heart aches for those without a job. But we also have to keep in mind that our priority is to keep our own business running, and our job is to cater to that 86% who do have money and try to meet their needs. By doing that, we're not ignoring that problem. We're just trying to solve a different customer set's problem so that we can keep our own jobs. So I just encourage you to kind of do a mentality switch with that. So we do that by looking at the needs of customers, and we're meeting them to the best of our abilities. We're meeting their needs, this different sector of the population. We're looking at what they need now. So I hope this gives you some food for thought and some motivation to build a product line that gets you through this kind of crazy time in uncharted waters. I thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found today's episode helpful. I'd love to hear from you and hear your feedback on Facebook or Instagram, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!